You're literally just off stage in Glasgow. How's Scotland treated you so far this week, then?
I'm loving it. I'm really loving it. We started off the tour in Edinburgh, and we were all sort of itching to get back because we loved it so much.
The reason you're there, of course, talking of tours, is the UK tour of the Addams Family. You've been Wednesday, get this, for nearly 6 months now.
I bet
it seems literally like 5 minutes.
It seems like I've blinked and suddenly we're nearing the end of the tour. It's crazy. I can't believe that we're nearing the end. It's so sad. I'm going to miss everyone so much.
But loving it still.
Oh, God, yeah. I was saying actually yesterday that we're all still loving this show so much. I don't think I've ever seen a cast so in love with a show, with a piece before. Usually at this point in a tour, sort of everyone's winding down and, you know, people are looking forward to going home for Christmas. But we will book a holiday together after the tour finishes because we don't want it to end.
That's the way to do it. If you're going to keep that sort of dynamic going, book a holiday. Do it abroad.
Absolutely.
Why not?
Absolutely.
Talking to the Addams Family, I mean, everybody knows the films from the 90s or maybe the TV series, but this tour isn't just sort of those stories on stages. It's a bit different. It's a different storyline and it develops it a little bit as well.
Yes, yeah. It's still the Addams Family that everyone knows and loves. You know, it's still sort of the kooky clan, but we're seeing them a few years on. Wednesday and Pugsley especially are now grown up. Wednesday's 18 years old, and the whole story revolves around the fact that Wednesday's got a boyfriend, suddenly she's got a boyfriend from a normal family, and the whole show is about that normal family coming over and meeting the Addams Family for the first time.
Do you know what? It's weird. I caught press night back in Birmingham, right back in June, which again seems like 5 minutes ago. To be honest, I wasn't 100% what to expect. You know, I kind of thought, I didn't know there was a Broadway version. I'd really not looked into it at all, like a really bad theatre goer. But the whole press crew that was sort of, we got sat in a line and we were completely blown away. I mean, it must be amazing for you guys every night. It's a fantastic, I mean, you guys do it fantastically, but the story itself is brilliant. It's a wonderful show.
It is great fun, and it's so funny, and I think the best thing about the show is that whilst it is funny and it is the, you know, the crazy Addams Family, there's so many poignant parts on it that parts in the show that, you know, really do move you and really do touch your heartstrings, and there's so many brilliant messages within this show that I think everyone will, you know, they'll come away taking those messages with them.
And I think as well, it works so well, it seems to work so well for a British audience because it just appeals so much to our sense of humour.
Absolutely, yeah. I always said that it is, the Addams Family is very, it's got a very British sense of humour behind it. And you know, we've had audience members, you know, rolling in the aisles. They're absolutely loving it. And it's so rewarding when you're, you know, when you're in a rehearsal room, you know, your director's laughing and you're like, well, he has to laugh. He's directing this piece. You know what I mean? Like, of course he finds it funny. But then you're sort of terrified that when you get to opening night, you're like, is anyone else going to find this funny? Or have we just been making each other laugh in the rehearsal room? So when we, you know, we had opening night and we did the previews in Edinburgh, we were like, oh, thank God, you know, everyone's laughing with us. This is amazing. It's such a good feeling. It's so rewarding.
And of course, you know, a musical's not a musical without music. And there's some amazing songs, just a gorgeous score by Andrew Lipper, who appears to be some kind of genius.
He really is, yeah.
For a performer like you, that must just be a dream.
Oh, God, yeah. Singing those songs every night, it's hard, but it's incredible. Like, the songs are just so catchy. And, you know, we want to sing them outside of work. It's one of those things where we catch each other singing it, like in the kitchen, and we all start singing along, you know. It's not, oh, God, don't sing that to me anymore. I've sung it 8 times this week already. You know, we're all still really enjoying it. And Pulled, especially for me, is such an incredible song. It's a Wednesday solo song. And getting to sing that every night. I sang it at a concert years ago for Andrew Lipper. And from then on, I was like, I would absolutely love, it'd be a dream to sing that 8 shows a week. And now that I get to do it, it's just incredible.
It's funny you mention that, actually, because I think, you know, it's, Pulled has kind of become a bit of a crowd favourite, possibly because of the video that you did with Andrew.
Yeah.
Your voice on that song, can we just get that out there, is absolutely ridiculous.
Oh,
it's
thank
just
you.
Stunningly amazing. It's hard to believe that this is kind of just really, as you know, as a professional adult grown-up actress, sort of your fourth or fifth show. You've not been doing this for decades. This is not a new thing, but kind of a more recent thing for you.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I've been singing all my life, and I you know, I kind of feel like now that I am getting to do it as an adult, it's crazy. It's so much fun, and you know, it kind of feels like what I've been working towards for my entire life. And so now that I actually get to do it, I'm sort of living it up as much as I can before someone takes it away.
Well, you kind of got to. And interesting, actually, talking about singing those songs and how sort of stunning your voice was on them. I was talking to, we went down to see the rehearsals for Miss Saigon. in London. And I was talking to Ryan O'Gorman, who was saying, and I will quote him on this, because he said, if you get the chance to interview Kerry, you've got to tell her I said this. So I'm going to. It may be embarrassing. Okay. I don't know. His exact words were... She was horrible. No. His exact words were that she was the most beautifully consistent vocalist that he's ever worked with.
Oh, how sweet of him. That's so lovely.
So now you've got to say something nice about him.
Well, he was horrible to work with. No, I'm completely kidding. No, he was a dream. He was amazing as the Bishop. He was absolutely incredible. And he was such a wonderful company member. And I'm very, very jealous that Miss Saigon get him now.
Maybe you could steal him.
Oh, I might, actually. It's a good idea. He's tall enough to be Lurch.
Of course. I mean, theatre is what a lot of people know you for, but it's not your only love. I'll freely admit, I'm getting a little bit addicted to your YouTube channel. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
It's a little bit stalkerish, but, you know, we'll run with it. But what I love, as much as I love the videos and the content and the stuff that, you know, getting to see behind the scenes and that sort of thing, what I love is the accessibility. And I would say that you and a couple of others as well are probably to thank for an increasing number of younger audience members in theatres. Was that the intention, to get those people to come to see shows, or was that just a lucky side effect?
It's a lucky side effect. I never really sort of intended to, you know, it wasn't sort of my aim to get a younger audience into theatre. It's sort of just a lovely, lovely byproduct that sort of come out of it. And I think when I was in Les Mis, the movie had just come out a couple years before I joined, and we were already starting to see a lot of younger people in the audience because they'd seen the movie and suddenly realised that the show was sort of on their doorstep in London's West End. And so now I'm seeing sort of more and more young kids getting into theatre because of these sort of musical remakes and younger people being cast in shows as well, which is lovely. And it's incredible. And, you know, I've been into musical theatre since I was, you know, a toddler, since before I could walk. And so getting to share that with the audience on YouTube is amazing. It's, you know, two of my favourite things getting combined into one, and I love it.
And as much as there's Carrie the actress and Carrie the vlogger, there's also Carrie the author as well. I'm not entirely sure how you get any free time.
No, me neither.
And not only an author, a Sunday Times best-selling author, nonetheless.
Yeah, it's a bit crazy, isn't it?
is writing just a fantastic release for you, though? I mean, with everything else that's going on in life, it must just be great to sit down with a pen in a coffee shop. I'm assuming that you're a bit like J.K. Rowling in that sense. and just sort of write this fantasy world and enjoy yourself like that.
Yeah, it's mainly all on trains because, you know, the amount of train journeys that you need to take in a tour, it's a lot of train journeys. It's lovely. It's so nice to sort of have something on the side that is completely my secret until, you know, I have to reluctantly hand it over to my editor and she pulls it apart. But but it is, you know, YouTube is sort of, it's very instant. You know, I can have a video up within a couple of hours and have people interact with it. And with shows, you know, it takes sort of a few weeks, you know, or a couple of months to get a show up and running, and then I get to share it. But writing is that thing that I keep secret for, you know, at least sort of a year and a half before anyone gets to see it. And so it's sort of excitement building up for that long until I do get to share it. And it's the rewards from that are huge when people do enjoy it because it's been my secret for so long.
When you get a chance to just sort of say, if you ever do get a chance to sort of step back and take stock of everything, is it all a little bit insane that your life's come to this point where you're doing so many amazing things?
Yeah, completely. If you told me 10 years ago that this is what my life would be like now, I would have told you to shut up.
But it is. This is what life's like. And hopefully, you know, it's only the start. I mean, if you were looking at the West End or the UK tours that are going around at the moment, is there any particular part that you'd love to step into straight after the Addams Family? After the holiday, of course.
I mean, I've always wanted to be Green. I've always wanted to be Elphaba. But I think Wicked's a show that's going to be around for a very, very long time. And I'm still quite young to play that part, I think. So, you know, there's no rush for that. Frozen is apparently headed to Broadway in next year, I think, or the year after. And so I'm desperate for that to make its way to the West End, and I'd love to be a Disney princess one day.
Which of the two?
Oh, see, that's the thing. I don't know. If they could just let me audition and they can decide which part I'd be more suited towards, and then I'll audition for that.
Maybe you could alternate. Maybe you could just do one a day and you could flip between matinee
Why
one,
not?
Evening
Why
one.
Not?
Why not? What are they going to do about it? look, this is. I could talk to you forever, literally forever. And you know, we're so looking forward to the cast. Actually, we should mention the cast as well. we forgot about them. Sam Womack, Les Dennis, Cameron Blakely, just a huge number of people. You must be having a ball working with those guys.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I can't believe that this is my job. I can't believe I get to come to work and say hello to all of these people who are now, you know, my bezzy mates, and just go and do this incredible show and sing these brilliant songs together. It's just crazy.
Can I drop this out there?